You know, I don't even know what to say anymore about Charles Barkley on CNN. This show's been on for maybe 5 months now. I have yet to see one good moment, one glimmer of hope that could be misconstrued as a sign that this duo is working out. What is the point of this show? What is the purpose? Outside of securing Oprah's pillow fluffer, Gayle King, a $12 million donation in woke welfare, what the hell's the point of this show? The NBA playoffs, they cannot get here fast enough. Once the playoffs start, King Charles will go on hiatus at CNN. Now, as of right now, they are calling this a temporary break, but I have a feeling that this break is going to be permanent. Told you guys last year when Charles Barkley agreed to work at this dump, he was putting himself in a lose-lose situation. If he was able to accomplish the impossible and launch a show on CNN in prime time that was actually successful, he would have to alienate normal people by appealing to the CNN audience. Now, the CNN audience, it consists of wanker spankers, lonely men who haven't seen the inside of a woman since birth, and people who consider welfare a form of employment. What you do for a living? Oh, I'm a welfare collector. If the inevitable happened and King Charles on CNN was a huge embarrassing failure like it is, Charles Barkley, he would be the one who shoulders all the blame. No one is going to blame Oprah's shoe polisher if King Charles ends in failure. No one is going to blame Oprah's dishwasher if they struggle to draw an audience. The only person who is going to take the blame is going to be Charles Barkley, and that is exactly what is happening. Charles Barkley, he's kind of stepped into Don Lemon's old role on CNN. When Donnie was collecting woke welfare at CNN, he was constantly generating headlines throughout the mainstream media. Even when the sour lemon told the truth, he was being criticized. Looking back at it now, Donnie was actually ahead of his time. Remember when he said that Nikki Haley was past her prime? Now, he was talking about her age. Donnie was being an ageist, but here we are a year later, and if you look at the results of the Republican primaries, Donnie Lemon was right. Nikki Haley is past her political prime. She struggles to get votes when her name is the only option on the ballot. When Don Lemon was at CNN, though, he was constantly bringing attention to the network. Problem was, the attention didn't translate into ratings. Same thing is happening right now with Charles Barkley. Every week, Charlie grabs the attention of the mainstream media. Every week, the ratings absolutely suck. King Charles doesn't rank in the top 15 on a network that doesn't have a single show in prime time averaging 750,000 viewers. I mean, my God, this dude is only having to compete with people like Wolf Blitzer. Woof, woof, woof. He's competing with Caitlin Collins, Katie Roo, Katie Roo. He's competing with some fossil named Chris Wallace. Fun fact, CNN had to rename his show. Show used to be called Who's Talking to Chris Wallace? CNN couldn't find anyone willing to talk to this doofus, so had to change the name to the show to The Chris Wallace Show. How fucking original. Point is, though, Charles Barkley, he's the ultimate ratings failure at a network filled with huge embarrassing failures. Let me tell you how inconsequential this show is. Let me just illustrate how little attention is being paid to this dump. Last week, Charlie and the woman who calls herself King, they are analyzing a speech that was given by Donald Trump. Well, I'm assuming this segment aired last week. Like the rest of America, I am not watching this show. To be honest with you, I don't know when this segment aired. What I do know is it didn't start circulating on social media until yesterday afternoon, and King Charles airs Wednesday nights on CNN. It only took Charles Barkley 4 months of working at CNN to be diagnosed with a stage 4 case of OMB. Orange Man Bad! That's how fast it can happen. You could be a normal person. After 4 months of working at CNN, you can develop severe symptoms from Orange Man Bad disease. Charlie and the Shoe Polisher, they were discussing a speech given by the Trumper. After watching the clip, the symptoms of OMB took over Charlie's body, and he started exhibiting flashes of violence and rage. Gayle King, she was scared shitless. She was trying to calm Charlie down. But the symptoms of OMB, they were too strong. Watch for yourself.
You know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know, they do shirts.
If I see a black person walking around with Trump mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Charles.
No, Gail. Charles. Gail.
You really can't say that because, A, you don't mean that.
I mean that sincerely. I'm going to just tell you something.
And then you will be arrested for assault. And then what?
I'm going to bail myself out and go celebrate. First of all, if I was at that...
At that conference,
yeah. I'd have got up and walked out. That was an insult to all black people. Mm-hmm. They're prosecuting him for stuff he did wrong. And for him to compare...
It's still in the court system, Charles. We have to wait. It's still in the court system. But continue.
Well,
continue.
Some of the stuff is true. They did storm the Capitol.
First of all, why in the hell is Gayle King pretending to take this literally? Oh, Charlie, your threats of violence are scaring me. I've worked a lot of jobs for Oprah, but I have never been her bodyguard. I am not qualified to restrain you from pretending like you're a boxer. There was no explanation needed. I highly doubt the 300 people watching this live on CNN were taking Charles Barkley seriously. If Charlie were to run into Tim Scott, and Timmy is wearing a shirt with the orange face on the front of it, does anyone really believe that Charles Barkley is going to punch him in the face? No, it's just a figure of speech. This was an embarrassing moment for Charles Barkley. What makes it even worse... CNN, they set him up to be humiliated. As you saw in the clip, Charles Barkley, he thought the Trumper was being offensive towards black people. When taken out of context, which is how CNN presented the clip to Charles Barkley and their audience, I can understand why he would think that. However, when you know the full context behind it, you realize that this couldn't be further from the truth. As it turns out, when Trump was giving that speech, he was speaking in front of an audience of black conservatives. When he said that, he was saying it in a half-joking manner. According to Congressman Wesley Hunt, who attended the speech, not a single black person in attendance was offended by what Donald Trump said. So, why is Charles Barkley offended by it? Why is Charles Barkley expressing his fake outrage? This is what happens when you agree to do a show about politics and you have absolutely no experience in the field. This is what happens when you agree to work at a network that makes a habit out of presenting things out of context. Like I said, I believe CNN set up Charles Barkley for failure here. I guarantee you. He was not given the full context of that speech that I just provided. I'd be willing to bet CNN showed Charles Barkley the portion of the speech that they knew would piss him off the most, and then they put them on the air to overreact to it. If Charlie had experience, he would have looked into it himself. Did you also notice that Gayle King had to correct Charles Barkley? When he was talking about the criminal charges against the Trumper, Charles Barkley, he was speaking like Donald Trump had already been convicted. They are prosecuting him for stuff he did wrong. It's true, damn it! He stormed the Capitol! Well, it's still in the court system, Charlie. We have to be careful here. Fuck that! I'm Charles Barkley! I don't remember seeing the Trumper storm the Capitol building. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, wasn't he imploring people to peacefully protest that day? This show is an absolute disaster. Supposedly, Charles Barkley and Gayle King are close friends, maybe even chums or chumps. Perhaps they meet each other for lunch. Maybe they enjoy drinks over dinner. In a relaxed setting, Charlie and Gayle may have unmatched chemistry. But when the red light of the camera turns on and dozens of people are watching on CNN, there is zero chemistry on this set. Their dynamic feels forced. It's just awkward. Now, I don't watch this show live, but I have seen plenty of full segments of it. It's painful watching this show. Have you ever watched a show where it's so bad, it's good? Remember some of those classic shows from the 90s like Full House or Boy Meets World? When we were kids growing up, we thought those shows were amazing. But when you go back and watch them as an adult, storylines are a bit cheesy, the show is painfully bad, but it's almost bad in a good way. That ain't King Charles on CNN. This show is so bad, it's just bad. This is not what Charles Barkley does. Look. I like Charles Barkley. When he's talking about the NBA, when he's making appearances on podcasts, Charles Barkley is entertaining as fuck. When he's allowed to be loose, when he's allowed to be himself, Charles Barkley is absolutely amazing. What he's not is a host in primetime cable news. Over the last couple of years, there seems to be this shift going on in the mainstream media. In the past, sports personalities, they would do their thing. Political pundits, they would do their thing. But over the last couple of years, sports and politics and media, they seem to be merging. And most people don't like it because their expectations aren't being met. You're not watching Charles Barkley expecting him to provide excellent political analysis. You watch Charles Barkley to hear about the NBA and to be entertained. When I'm looking for analysis on the NFL, I'm not tuning into Don Lemon. If I want NFL analysis, I'll rely on the premier analyst that's offered by ESPN, Mina Kimes. I'll give you another example. Earlier today, I'm uploading my first video of the day on YouTube. I noticed a video from Stephen A. Smith on my homepage. Now, 5 days ago, Stephen A., he uploaded a video about Lonzo Ball, over 200,000 views. When he talks about the NBA, when he talks about my Pelicans and Zion Williamson, Stephen A. gets thousands and thousands of views here on YouTube. Earlier today, though, he uploads an interview with a deacon from Woke United Methodist named Michael Eric Dyson. In 3 hours, it only had 1,500 views. Now keep in mind, Stephen A. has over 500,000 subscribers. Channel you're watching right now has almost 90,000, averages 1,500 views on new uploads in 10, 15, 20 minutes. Stephen A., he also uploaded an interview today with someone named Tamron Hall. As of the time of this recording, the video had been live for about 2 hours, 494 views. As a content creator or as someone in the media, you got to give your audience what they expect from you. If I came on here and I started reacting to rap songs, you guys would be confused. What the hell is this? That's my point with Charles Barkley at CNN. He doesn't fit the network. He doesn't meet the expectations of CNN viewers. I don't understand why this seems to be such a difficult concept to grasp. No one is saying that Charles Barkley isn't allowed to give his opinion on political issues. Everyone has the right to give their opinion. But when it comes to hosting a show in primetime cable news, Charles Barkley does not work. But give me your thoughts on this. Charles Barkley gets... I think he gets set up by CNN and he overreacts to a clip of Donald Trump that is completely taken out of context. Charles Barkley claims that he will punch any black man who wears a t-shirt with Trump's mugshot. What is the point of this show? I mean, does anyone see this show lasting after the NBA playoffs? Why do you think this show is a huge embarrassing failure? Give me your reason. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.